Welcome to Balls in a Sleeve podcast. I'm Sam Anderson. I'm with Steve Johnston. PGA Advanced?
Correct.
Perfect. We're live.
We're live.
And we're on video. Which camera?
Cheers.
Like Ant and Dec.
Cheers. Good to be back.
Back. Couple of weeks off.
Couple of weeks off. Oof.
We need to apologise. We're sorry. We had a wee bit of downtime. We've got a bit of planning going on, so there's going to be bigger things coming. Mm-hmm. Big things. So I've had 2 weeks off. I keep looking at the screen, but I should be looking at you.
I probably should, aye. Aye.
2 weeks off. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we've not done a podcast.
It's probably about 3 weeks now, aye. There's been a lot going on. I mean,
totally. You've had to try and adapt to changes for coming back to golf, COVID, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
We'll not mention COVID now because it's gone. Golf's back.
Golf's back.
Shop's good. I come in, I feel like I'm robbing it. I'm for Dundee. It's good.
Yeah. Dundee thief.
Aye. Mask on, balaclava.
Perfect.
Choose your balls.
Oh my God. There's a whole range of balls up there, my friend.
That's what I was looking for. I prefer soft ones.
Right, so you've been keeping well. All right, you've been fitness madness. Tell me all about that. You've been absolutely pumping it.
I'm trying to get back into triathlon, I think, as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but fitness has came back, biking a lot, started running, and I went for my first open water swim on Monday, which was amazing. First time in 4 years. Fantastic.
That's good.
It's just good. And just a lot of biking, a lot of running. Kettlebells are definitely helping my golf.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back. White water rafting.
White water rafting?
Open water swimming, what's that about? Why?
Pools are closed, and yep. I've always preferred open water compared mm-hmm. to in a pool. Chlorine just goes for my eyes, everything else. Freedom. You're a surfer.
Right.
Freedom in the water.
Brilliant.
It's just amazing.
It's brilliant. See when it rains, surfing in the rain. Amazing.
Tell you what was interesting though, mm-hmm. which might bring me to a wee bit golf related as well.
Yep.
First time swimming, wetsuit on, mm-hmm. I thought my shoulders were going to kill me. Right, I did okay. A K around an island at the reservoir.
Yep.
My shoulders, I've never felt it. Kettlebells.
Right, okay.
And I don't get DOMS with kettlebells. So if you're training for golf, I want to look at that camera.
Keep looking at the camera.
Yeah, that one. If you're training for golf,
yep.
I think kettlebells are the way to go. Mm-hmm. I think when I need to look into this further because you don't get any soreness, muscle stiffness. Mm-hmm. And
why don't you get muscle stiffness?
I think because it's
quite... Because it's a swinging motion?
A swinging motion, aerobic yep. as well, and it's fluid, there's movement. It doesn't matter what you do, as long as you're in control. Mm-hmm. Whereas benching with a bar, your chest aches aye. 2 days later. Mm-hmm. Try to go to golf. Nah. And you said to me,
yep.
I done an experiment, mm-hmm. I done kettlebells before played around the golf.
Oh, brutal.
And you were like, oh, it's not going to work. I played well.
Did you?
Didn't do it the following week. I was shite.
Right, okay.
So the next week, I done kettlebells, 10 o'clock, teed off at 4. Golf was a lot better.
I think you're talking about the bar there. I think that's such a dead start with that, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Whereas your kettlebell, of course, you've got to lift it in the first place.
But you're swinging.
You can build up to the full momentum.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're bench pressing, you've got to get full momentum right from flat start.
You're a pressure push straight aye. Away, whereas you've got that pop.
Absolutely. And you build up to that and then try and maintain that.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Let's talk about Bryson then, if we're talking about muscling up for golf. Bryson DeChambeau, 5 degree driver.
Ooh, coming back to that as well.
Got one of them in here.
5 degrees.
Holy fuck.
Hell, 3 degrees.
Five, my putter's 4 degrees. So his driver's, my putter, loft of my putter's 4 degrees. I think the standard for a putter's about 3 degrees, 3 to 4 degrees, and he's got a driver 5 degrees.
He's muscling it the way.
Did you see him on Instagram or somebody hitting balls in his gym in the house or his swing room in the house?
No.
And he's just hitting balls as hard as he possibly can into a net. So he's just absolutely smashing ball into a net. And that's obvious. That's like him working in the gym. That's like him doing your kettlebells.
So he's
training those muscles to hit that golf ball as hard as he possibly can.
How is he controlling them?
Well, exactly. How is he controlling it? So he's got his launch monitor there. He's hitting the ball and he'll look at the numbers and he'll go, right, I've hit that as hard as I possibly can. I had a club head speed of X and a ball speed of X. That's the absolute maximum. Was I in balance? No. Right, let's work on that. So I can swing it that fast. I can get the ball going that fast. I need to be able to do it in balance. And I guess that's what he's trying to do.
So is he on these pressure pads as well?
Aye, he's on that. Aye.
Oh, right, mm-hmm. yeah.
So he's got pressure pads as well. He'll be able to feel if he's off balance as well. He'll be able to gauge where centeredness of strike is. So he'll get himself to an optimum that I can swing it at X miles an hour. It'll come off the middle of the face. The ball speed will be this, and the ball will go that distance, and I'm still in balance, still within the parameters of my address position. Fucking unreal, eh?
He's beast-like.
I mean, that's just... It's brilliant. It's really good. So it's changed the game.
This week, the RNA have said that they're looking to bring back...
Mm-hmm.
Club head, speed... No, what is that?
Ah. See, people can see the hand motions now. What the fuck's all this?
Technology, basically, they're going to limit technology if he keeps muscling it.
Aye.
But I read the good bit. That's unfair because you don't... 100 metre sprinter gets faster as he gets stronger and builds his muscles up, blah, blah, blah. Right. So it's unfair because he's becoming an athlete.
Yep.
He does look stupid. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look natural. Well, it just doesn't look...
It looks like water retention, doesn't it?
Aye.
It looks like... Aye.
It's like when my granny had it.
It's Cabelli as well.
Aye.
I mean, look at McIlroy and Kepka, they're strong lads.
They're big.
Dustin, but he looks fat, chubby around the neck and everything. But do you know, that's what he's done. And he's moved the needle slightly in the game to be able to hit the ball that far. And now, I mean, just sell your 3, 4, 5, 6 and 7 iron. Point and carrying them.
That's Darren Howie.
We'll get on to him in a minute or two.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, so if they change the length of golf courses and things like that, people can't afford that.
No.
You can't afford to extend the golf course because that has to be maintained. You have to buy grass. You have to maintain the grass.
What was the hole you were on about the other night when we golfed? Was it a par 5?
Oh, there was... what tour was that on? The Corn something tour? I can't remember what it was. It was a par 5. It's like 700 or 800 yards or something like that.
Aye.
I mean, he'd hit that in two.
Aye.
Run it on the front edge.
But they can't afford that, so it's either... But I still think it's maybe going back... They've maybe been listening to us about the ball.
Mm,
one ball for each...
Imagine Andy Murray turning up to Wimbledon going, I want to play a Slazenger ball. No, Andy, we're playing Donny this week.
You do get £5 for a pound.
£5 for a pound. But it's the only sport you get to choose. Look, I think the camera there. It's the only sport you get to choose your own ball, which is a little bit silly.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, that's what has to come back though, is the ball. The ball has to change in order for that to come back. We've talked about this a million times. But just the fact that Bryson's stepped on this and thought to himself, I'm just going to change this game. Because it's getting longer and longer. I'm going to go maxed out as far as I possibly can. I'm going to win a few tournaments. I'm going to hit it so far. This is it.
He'd done it all over COVID, though. It was all about this space. So if we hadn't had this break,
aye,
he'd have never been able to do that because he couldn't have done it while still playing golf, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he's used it to his advantage.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which is...
And he's overpowering the game now, and good on him. It's within, it's legal. He can do it. No one else has thought about doing it. This coaching people, you've got to swing nice and slow and smooth through the ball and all that. That's all gone.
Mm.
You've got to batter it as hard as you can now. Keep balance within your parameters, hit the middle of the club face.
Right.
And then what Daniel Flamney was talking about, remember when he was on, I said, I'm happier hitting 5 iron, 9 iron. He's like, on a driver flick on. Mm. No matter where it goes, just bash drivers far down there as I can.
As long as I, yeah.
Aye. Mm. Different game. Big Bryson. Good so lad.
That, I'm going to bring this in. Because I was smashing my driver. I was hitting my driver, bit training, feeling good, hitting my driver. I thought, right, okay, I'll lower it. I lowered it a degree.
Right.
I've got the Ping 410.
G410.
All good golf shops have this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Phone Steve. Advert. We're on video now. Anyway, sorry. Getting carried away with the cameras. I was hitting it well. I was actually keeping up with a couple of guys I play with who are normally quite...
This after you'd dropped a degree?
No, this is when I was hitting it standard.
Right.
And I thought, okay, I'd drop it a degree. And my thinking is, I should get further.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. I've lasted 2.5 weeks with it, and I changed it back at the weekend. And it was weird going back to it because it was a higher ball flight, but I was probably getting the same distance, but it was a nicer ball flight, and I think it runs further, even though it's going higher. Is that the spin?
You think so when you've dropped a degree.
I wasn't hitting it as far.
You weren't hitting it as far.
It wasn't a nice ball flight.
Right.
Not that ball flight matters as long as it goes straight, but I wasn't going as far. I was probably 20 yards short on what I was.
Okay, so I mean, 1 degree's nothing. There's a sort of psychological element behind it that you've dropped it a degree, so let's try and help it up in there.
Right.
That'll not help things. Also, that's 1 degree, eh? 1 degree. When you take,
I think Ping was 1.5.
I think it's 1.6 or something. There's 0.6 and 1.6. I can't remember how it's done there. But whatever, you've dropped it. When you drop a degree with using the wrench and changing the hosel setting, the face of the club opens.
Right.
Which makes it lie a little bit different as well. So you feel as though there's more loft. It looks like there's more loft, but there's actually less loft on it, so the face is open. So again, I mean, all these things try to help the ball into there. The reason you've lost distance is because, obviously, there's less loft on the club, so you think we'd go further, but your launch parameters of the way you launch the golf ball are going to be different from 1 degree.
Okay.
So you need to try and, if you get the angle of attack more up towards the sky with less loft on it, and you can maintain that, you'll hit the ball further.
But the way my swing is, I was better staying with that. So
I think that fitted you pretty well.
Yeah.
Because we mucked about when you first got it, we changed it once.
Yeah.
And it worked fine. Yeah. Now you've changed it again, it's not working.
Yeah.
Maybe something in that.
I know. I was just thinking with it.
So you think about that.
with the bracing coming in.
With the guns, exactly. But so you could take loft off. Let's get more distance. So let's take loft off. Let's go down to 9 degrees or whatever you've got. Let's not go to 5 degrees. But we'll go down. But we need to get launch to go up. So, I mean, a drill you could do is you tee your ball normal height, put a head cover about 2 club heads ahead of the golf ball on your target line, so ahead of the ball, and then you want the head cover to be the same height as the top of the tee, and then hit balls, so when your club comes through, it misses the head cover on the way through.
So that's
going to encourage a positive angle of attack,
so you're hitting it up
without scooping it.
Is that why some players hover their driver?
Aye, some folk do that, aye.
Yeah.
Aye, a lot of that's to do with centreness of strike as well,
right.
But certainly more for angle of attack, by putting something ahead of the golf ball, to make sure you hit up. But you won't, if you get a good distance ahead of the ball, it's the same level as a tee,
yeah,
you won't flick at it. You'll be able to swing through and get up there.
It's something I'm playing with. It's just keep going, maybe even the half a degree.
It's actually, it comes down to what comes down to what's called spin loft, which is the discrepancy between dynamic loft, which is your loft impact, and your angle of attack. So the closer you can get them together, the more you're going to launch the ball
is
up.
Is that where shafts then come into play?
Shafts do come into play with that, aye. Mm-hmm.
Because I think I'm swinging faster, although it doesn't look faster, but I think I'm swinging faster.
Right. We'll need to go and track, man. But the thing is, we don't have any numbers of you back in the day as you were. So we don't really know if you are faster. That's a problem we have.
Mm.
But certainly, if you can swing more up with less loft on it and bring those two together, so the angle of attack up and the loft down and get them both married together, spin loft's reduced, hit the ball further. Because you're stronger and faster and harder now. But you can take it any way you want. Sit back and enjoy that one for a second. Yeah. But that's what it comes down to. So taking loft off the golf club.
But there's so much shit that comes into, like,
oh,
you think I'm going to drop. Probably all the amateurs listening would think I'm going to drop a degree, I'm going to hit it further.
Right.
You would, because that's my take. It was like, if I'm dropping a degree, I'm going to hit. If it's 10 yards, fine, but I'm going to hit it further, or even half a degree. Yeah. Whereas I should have stayed with what it was, or I went back to it, I've reverted back, because it was a good ball flight.
Yeah.
And the way to get further is hitting it more consistently.
Aye.
Yeah. Sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Somebody that got a sweet spot yesterday.
Darren Howie. Let's give Darren a mention. Darren is, for anyone that doesn't know Darren Howie, why wouldn't you know Darren Howie? Darren's, let's talk his brother first, Craig.
Oh,
European Tour last year, came fourth, member of the People's Golf Club. Darren, yesterday, competition, shot a... He had course record of
61.
Played in the competition yesterday. Now, who's the course record of?
59.
Daza shoots 59. Round Peebles. What a guy.
Scotsman today.
I know.
It was mental.
Aye.
It was mental.
I spoke to Bunker today, in Bunker magazine. I think they gave him a phone as well, so he's got a bit of chat in there.
Yeah.
But that's massive news. That should be huge news. It's not just a course record. It's a 59.
A 59.
And he parred the 4th, the 11th and the 13th, three of the shortest, easier par 4s on the course.
13th par 4, he hits 4 iron in there.
He drives that. He drives 11, drives 4.
Yeah.
It's very close depending on the weather conditions.
But it's phenomenal shooting.
And he was playing with Alan Turnbull, and Alan said could have been 57. I think Darren mentioned he missed 3 or 4 putts he could have held as well. 59.
Well done.
Awesome, absolutely brilliant. Well done, Dan.
Yep. Very good.
Thoroughly deserved.
But that was somebody that smashes a driver and just hits wedge.
That's right.
So,
and
he
swings 3/4 length swing.
Yeah.
So short.
He's what, a quarter of the size of Bryson.
Aye.
It's just like, but.
It's just a skinny, it's a weird one. Fit lad. He's got loads of speed, eh?
Yeah.
Loads of things happening at the right time.
Very good.
Fantastic. I'm impressed with the screen. Your camera's still on. Why is that?
I don't know, but it's working.
Maybe it's
hovering on your face
motion.
There.
I know, it's got
see
me.
It?
You'll be blurred.
See if we put that there. Yep. Oh. Looks like an egg in a cup.
I'm gonna like to talk about I've got notes. Look at this, I've got notes. Your driver, we've talked about that.
We talked to each other yesterday. Sort of get a wee script because we thought
we'd have some sort of script.
And we need 25 minutes because the battery's only going to last that because Steve took the camera away and didn't delete all the Eureka stuff.
I mentioned
That's my excuse. Mention Eureka now.
Get the whiskies in, man. Let's sort this out. How's your pint? Hmm? Bar's open at the golf club again.
Cheers. This is amazing. We've even got a couple of towels to clean up after.
Yes, I have, eh? 14.50, mate. Golf, getting around the golf course, right? I've written this down. That the golf swing's a vehicle to get around the golf course. Right, so if you drive a Formula One car like Darren Howey, or you drive a Fiesta, right, that's your golf swing. It's still going to be functional to get around the golf course. And I was thinking about this, and I've heard a few podcasts about this, and I golfed on Tuesday night with David Tate around Cardrona, played the first eight, then up the last, and I was 2 under 3 8, hit a bad tee shot up 9, up the 18th, lost the ball, double bogey, back to level par, all that hard work, done. And then I analysed it, thinking, why was that? Why? Where did I need to work on? Not necessarily what the bad shot was, but what do I need to work on in my game? And if you look at, you think about, go back to your last round you played and think about the third shot you had in every hole. That's the most important shot. Every hole is your third shot. Yeah? It's incredible that when you look back at your round of golf, your third shot.
My third shot in the second was still off the tee.
Well, my third shot in the ninth was still off the tee. Exactly. So, but then my provisional ball, So if I just quickly go through this. So my first hole, I was hitting a wedge in, just missed the green on the left. Ridiculous. I had a 30-foot putt in the second, 20-odd-foot putt in the second was my third shot. I had a 30-foot putt in the third, 12-foot putt. Got a 3. 20-yard pitch on the 6th. 30-foot putt again in the 7th. 15-foot putt on the 8th. And then I had a putt from about 30 feet on the 18th, which would be my provisional third shot, if you like, if it was one ball. Mm. So everything there for me, there was three or four of them, were between 20 and 30 foot putts. So on that day, that's where I was struggling. If I'm looking at my third shot on every hole.
That's a good one.
So I can go back from that now and go, right, okay, I can hit a fairway. I can hit a green. I'm not hitting the greens very well, but I'm putting myself at 30 feet, but I'm still hitting the green. So if I'm averaging 20 to 30 feet, let's work on those putts. Arguably, I could work on the shot I'm hitting into there to make the shot shorter, but I don't know which club I'm going to be hitting.
So your third
shot. So what do I practice on? So if I take my third shots from every round and go, right, most of them were 20 to 30 foot putts. The one I had was a chip shot. I stiffed it, so I have to work on that. That's fine. And one's a par 3, which is a par, just a tap in. So for me to better that round, I'd have been better at long range putting. If I could have hold one of them, I'd have finished under par.
So going back to our episode on gadgets, that's where golf game would give you the stats for that.
Game golf. Give you the stats.
Golf. Always get that wrong.
You're absolutely right. So that would have helped.
But that's it. Because I quite like that. I suppose it is your third shot, because if you're putting, fine. Mm-hmm. But generally, I'll be chipping if I've missed the green. Mm-hmm. So if I can get up and down, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. But if I don't get up and down, then I know it's my short game. Mm-hmm.
Your third shot's so important, eh? I mean, if it's a foot putt on a par 3 to hole it, then it's still your third shot. It's important. You want to hold it for your par. But if you've missed the green and you're up and down, you can hit the fairway. You can find it. If you're in the semi rough, you still find it. If you get near the green, it's a decent strike. You've got done what you tried to do, you know. It's that third shot so key on every hole.
I had a good third shot on 13 on Saturday. Because I picked the ball out of the hole.
Did you?
Because I holed my 9 iron from 30 yards.
So you got a 2.
£3.40! £3.40 for a 2. It's not even a bag of tees.
You're right, actually.
I didn't need a bag of tees, though. I've got those. Life.
I tried to order them.
The unbreakable tees.
Evolution tees. They've none. They've only got the tiny small ones. They've got, I swear, they've got that size. Then the evolution, they didn't have the normal ones.
Why?
I don't know.
Because nobody needs them now. COVID. Once you bought a bag.
COVID. Nobody wants them. Huh? That is cut out.
Ah, change the battery pack.
Hold on. Change the battery pack.
That didn't last.
Let's just fire this camera over there.
This is live,
mate. Move the camera.
Is away. How are we?
Keep going.
Do we need it back?
That'll do.
Yeah.
Open the legs up. What? Didn't he drop the thing? Here we go.
Yeah.
Right, that's it.
Perfect.
That's it. Get yourself on there.
Oh, sorry. A few bit editing.
We're on. Oh, that's better.
Somebody never charged the battery.
Right, so your tees, where were we before that? What were we talking about? Your third shot.
Third shot.
So important. So even just assessing it when you're actually playing the game. You're on the golf, you're on the course, you've missed a setting green to the left, just by a couple of inches or so. Third shot, how important is that third shot? That's setting up the par. Setting up everything. Even if it's a birdie par, even if it's a par. Anything. Third shot. Vital. Situational analysis, analysing the situation that you've been in. When your third shot in every round and go, okay, most of my third shots are where nine are. I mean, something might be like that.
Yeah.
Most of my third shots were from 20 to 30 feet. How do I get that better? Do I work on my irons to make that better? What clubs were I hitting in there? Or do I just go out and work on my long putting?
Mm-hmm.
That's whole more putts. Mm-hmm. Kind of work in every area of the game all the time.
No. Yeah. And it's easy to hit long. Doesn't matter where you go, because generally, well, where we are, you could find the ball, unless you're really off the track.
Right.
So you could get it out. It's that third shot to the green if you know where you are.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But when like you start that. Doing that, as you say, with game golf, or golf game, whatever you would call it, You start send us a game golf and some whiskey. Somebody send whiskey. Send us the whiskey. So you use your game golf to analyse that, and all of a sudden there'll be a trend there. You know, your third shot's played, but it might be on every hole, every second hole, or that hole of the golf course. You always put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
Work on that. Good stuff, eh?
We're on it.
Good stuff. So we've talked about Bryson, we've talked about your driver, we've talked about launch parameters, we've talked about situational analysis, we've talked about Darren Howie.
What's left?
Carly.
Can I do that with a video?
Ah, that's true, aye. Aye. Let's not go there.
Aye, no.
Let's not go there.
This is PG. I don't know.
It's good to be back though, eh?
It's good to be back in the shop. How's the shop been?
Shop's been busy. It's retail wise, no, not brilliant, but footfall on the golf course has just been mad. Eh?
Yeah.
Been back open for what, 7 weeks I think now. 200 plus golfers every day. Every day. So you can imagine how busy it is. Good. How do you think pace of play is with that amount of golfers on the golf course? I know Saturday was slow.
This Saturday was good.
Saturday before
was the first round of our championship.
Yeah.
And going from a 3 hour round to a 3 hour 45, 4 hour round was just mind numbing. Whereas Saturday here we were 3 hours 20 right. For the second round.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but people need to get a grip.
Mm-hmm.
It's golf.
I mean, people
take so long over.
But that's crazy. That's not a natural thing here. But no. I'm going to take more time putting today because it's a championship qualifier. Well, you're out of your routine.
Yeah.
So you may as well just put that point routine. One today.
Yeah.
Exactly. You normally stand up, have a couple of swishes and off you pop. Yeah. But today you're going to have five more swishes and take even more time. Well, you've just ruined your game.
I got a card. That ruined my game.
Play the card and the bounce games.
I know. I need to.
The card and bounce games.
My golf was really good.
Situational analysis, my friend.
Thing is, my golf was still good. It was too hot. Because we were stable third,
mm-hmm.
I've always been there or there about 35, 36 points, a
mm-hmm.
couple of blobs, whatever. Because it was a stroke play, those higher scores just ruined the round.
Yeah.
But they didn't ruin it because I still enjoyed myself.
You ruined
the
figure at the end of the day.
Aye, it was an 82
mm-hmm.
where I had four sixes
mm-hmm.
and four penalty shots.
Right.
And it was like, whoa.
Just a couple of crazy swings.
Yeah, out of nothing. But then it was the second tee, out of bounds, the next ball, straight up the middle, onto the green,
mm-hmm.
missed the birdie putt with the second ball, easy six.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing with Davey, and he's like, "That's brilliant."
Yeah.
He says, "You just laughed." He says, "You hit a ball out of bounds." He said, "Most folk would be raging." You turned and laughed and went, "Oh well, oh hey, you got a six with this, Shane." And I did. But it's, I think we've changed Davey's game.
Davey's
mentioned that he's a guy that we play with, comes to La Manga. Great roommate because he's mine.
the rooms are changing when we
get
back.
Anyway, that's another story. Davey says he's enjoying playing because the mindset that I've got while I'm playing has affected him.
Mm-hmm.
He just now chills and relaxes. We play to He just plays.
He just bounces off you, though. I mean, you just smile before you hit every shot, and off you go and hit a good shot, and then...
What about my putt?
You hit a shit shot, and then you smile again.
The putt, what was it? Cadrona, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I'm chuckling away while I'm putting.
I'm like, he's going to hold this now. Bastard. I said to Noel was in the hallway this afternoon, and we were talking about golf, and he's meeting somebody to do his psychology bits and bobs, and I said, Noel, I was 2 under 3-8 at Cadrona the other day there, and then I stood in the 9th tee, or 18th tee, whatever, and I lost a ball left for nothing. And he just said to me, he says, did you have food before you went out? I said, well, a wee bit. And he says, plenty of water? Nah. Take plenty of water on the golf course? Nah. Then he pretty much walked away. So you have to go, no wonder. And I was like, so one bad shot can come from the lack of nutrition and hydration. He's like, aye, absolutely.
Totally.
Your performance, like, it's incredible, eh?
First round of the championship, Davey was going well up until the 15th. And he still scored well. I think he was still like 74, 75. Still played well.
Yep.
But he lit. I think it was double bogey, bogey. And when we got to the end, I was like, you never had none to eat or drink the last 4 or 5 holes. Nothing left in his bag. And he's on a diet sort of thing anyway. He'll not mind me saying this. But he was like, totally. So this week he had nuts out with him and water and other bits and pieces just to continue eating as you're going. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, you're out there for 3-4 hours. You need something in you.
Yeah.
How often do you sit in the house without eating within 3 or 4 hours?
But I would never have put that down to that one erratic swing to the fact that I never had enough to drink or eat. You know, I'd be like, oh, obviously I've done something with this, and I know why the ball's gone left, but it's like the reason that's all happened is because your body's not in the fit enough state to be taking on that shot, knowing you're trying to stay 2 under par. You want to get this up the middle, even birdie it to get 3 under, but you've not got that mindset because you're just dehydrated and malnourished. I'm like, wow.
You watch the telly though, the players are munching all the time.
Aye.
I think it's every third hole. It's like tying my shoelaces, every third hole. You should snack.
Snack, have a munch in the third hole.
Munch.
It's munch. Fantastic.
We're up to 27 minutes. We need to go for 30. 3 minutes left.
3 minutes. We're always there.
Is it?
It's
5.
It depends how you like your egg.
I like mine chopped up in a cup with soldiers.
Oh, how old are you?
We're not going there, but I still like it chopped up in a cup. 3 eggs boiled, chopped up, cup, 2 bits of bread, toasted. Oh, it's amazing.
And then hit the first tee.
No.
I wonder if anyone listens to this that is in Arran. Because we'd like to go to Arran and do the golf tour of Arran, and I think you can pay X amount and you get use of all courses.
There's 110 pounds.
Was that 12 courses? Is that too many or is it?
Because it's like so many 9 holes and 118 or something like that.
No, there's a 12 holes, isn't it?
But we'd love to come over, play golf,
drink your whiskey,
sample the whiskey, but do a good vlog over Arran with some nice footage.
That's right, visit Scotland. So
we're not looking for it free, but if you can swing me a deal, we're fine.
Right, let us know some information. If you guys have golfed at Arran or know anything about Arran, let us know.
Yeah,
we'll come over and get a game, we'll film it all. Absolutely.
Camper van.
Camper van.
Boys on tour.
My brother's just bought a camper van, Volkswagen camper van.
Aye.
Yeah, you'll never give me that. It's cost him a fortune.
The big one.
No, big enough to share with you.
See, if I get a camper van, I want one that's got a toilet and a shower.
Aye, no, that's not.
Then you're self-sufficient.
That's not happening. And an extra tent for that.
Or a water bottle.
Anyway, it's been good to be back. Balls in a sleeve. We need you guys to leave ratings below and also leave some comments below.
And this one's going to go on
this
to...
This one's going to go on to my YouTube channel, Steve Johnston PGA, so you can watch what's just happened live.
You might want to listen to it instead of watching us, because...
Well, it's not going to be great viewing, but do you know what? It's going to go on the channel anyway.
But it might be so... that's it. It's stick it on the channel, because even though it's playing, you don't have to watch it unlike your Eureka videos where you're watching the grip, the swing, etc. You're just listening to two ginger boys talk bollocks.
And you get to see us now, which is just crazy. I think next week what we'll do is we'll do it in the Range Bay. We'll find a different location.
Yeah.
And we could film it in there as well. And we could also hit some balls while we're doing it.
Nobody wants to see my swing.
Oh, they do. After all that spin loft chat, they're dying to see you. Mate, brilliant. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Stick in. Bye. Cheers.
Bye. There's 30 seconds left. Nah, we'll hit it quite short. Perfect. 25.
That's Toma.
All right.